Here is a story. Lab Experiments. Once in time. Imagine the world to be a huge laboratory for the experiment of artificial life. The cubicle self mind does not truly experiment. It gambles, addicted to the cycle of winning and losing. It is like a mad scientist in its cubicle laboratory, spilling chemicals, causing explosions, concocting potions with a limited time span. Eventually, the magic wears off, and the carriage turns back into a pumpkin, and Cinderella has to go back to living with her evil stepsisters. Waiting again for Prince Charming to save her from such a lowly existence, it's back to gambling with its magic. Woe is me. Or, the cubicle self-mind develops the greatest self-defense system known to human kings. An elaborate formula with a special secret ingredient kept locked in a steel foolproof safe. The safe's code only known by the mad scientist himself and his twin assistant. The mad scientist sells the cubicle self-defense system to the highest bidder in the land in exchange for the assurance of his personal safety and that of his twin. No sooner did he sell the cubicle defense system did a civil war break out in the land of the highest bidder, of which the mad scientist now was a new citizen along with his twin assistant. What now? The civil war appears to be between the Northern Hemisphere mind and the Southern Hemisphere mind. You see, the cubicle self mind and his twin decided to take a protected vacation home in the Southern Hemisphere, lounging under the fiery heat of the sun in an attempt to defrost their cold, cold hearts. It seems their hearts had become frozen due to lengthy days and nights, year after year after year, in the laboratory, making the cubicle self-defense system. It turns out the special secret ingredient had a side effect, unbeknownst to the mad scientist and his twin assistant. A side effect, I might add, not listed on the package. A cold heart becoming colder over time, eventually leading to a frozen heart. Anyway, it turns out that the highest bidder in the land, now sole owner of the cubicle defense system, lived in the Northern Hemisphere mind and had every intention of finally making use of the cubicle self-defense system on the human kings of his own little kingdom, including the Southern Hemisphere mind thinkers. No one was sure what exactly the civil war was about. The highest bidder in the land apparently kept the cubicle self-defense system close by his side day and night to maintain its safekeeping. Then one day, he came down with a cubicle sickness, an odd flu. Instead of the typical high temperature we normally see along with other symptoms of the flu, the highest bidder in the land had a steadily dropping temperature. The doctors were confounded. No matter how much heat the owner of the cubicle self-defense system was exposed to, his temperature kept dropping. Medical personnel suggested he move to the Southern Hemisphere for basking in the heat of the sun. Of course, this was not an option, as he had already declared war on the Southern Hemisphere thinkers. He couldn't switch sides now. Realizing his death was imminent and not wanting to die alone, the highest bidder in the land crawls to the foolproof safe to obtain his greatest possession. He enters the foolproof code, I am alone. that activates the cubicle's self-defense system to destroy the entire world. Meanwhile, the maker of the cubicle self-defense system and his twin had died, for their hearts literally froze to death. Upon his deathbed, the highest spitter in the land and owner of the esteemed and sought-after cubicle self-defense system lay there shivering in hopelessness and clothed in layers of despair. For all of his plans to rule the world had fallen out of his daily planner and into his bedpan, and his platinum watch was running out of time. Still alive and barely breathing, in the space between two breaths, he cries out for help. A servant comes to his side. "Yes," said the servant. "How may I be truly helpful?" "Who are you?" bellowed the weakened owner of the cubicle self-defense system. "I am your greeter within," responded the helper. "I heard the sound of willingness. It is the only sound I know, so here I am." The greeter within stood before him, carrying a brilliant glass door with a light so bright it blinded the sight of the owner of the cubicle defense system, who cringed in its presence. Though unable to see the greeter within or the radiant door with its own eyes, the cubicle self-mind began gasping for air. Feeling its very existence being threatened, it yelled out haphazardly to no one, "Get that thing out of here! Who do you think you are?" lashing out in its darkness. "You do not remember me," spoke the greeter within, "for you have been in a deep sleep in the land of the cubicle self-mind, and I live in the entrance of the land of the inspiring self-mind. Yet in the space between is the land of willingness. I heard willingness call, and I respond to every sound of willingness. The access code of willingness having been entered, the greeter within opened the door of light to the land of the inspiring self-mind. The man who once believed himself to be owner of the cubicle self-defense system now saw himself for the first time. "Oh, I am innocent," he whispered gleefully. Inspiration flowing freely, the cubicle self-mind forgot to think about itself. Without any cubicle thoughts for food, it simply began withering away. With fits of unwillingness came cubicle thoughts for food, yet every time the sound of willingness called between the breaths, the greeter within appeared and opened the door to the inspired self, reminding all of their innocence. The inspired self is eternally sharing, and by seeing innocence is eternally being truly helpful. All the while, the cubicle self simply ran out of thoughts with which to sustain itself, never to exist again. Behold, a life of inspiration, the inspiring self-mind inspiring to serve love in the land of inspiration. We need a lot of practice experimenting with willingness, so each of us may enter the land of inspiration. So where does willingness come from? The greeter within, who is the 24/7 door person, standing at the door of your inspiring self-mind. The greeter within is always ready to open the door in every moment our heart is willing to open.